Yeah, we're going to start off with some football. This hour, AFCON qualifiers done and dusted. Tanzania upset Guinea to reach AFCON 2025 before Botswana and Mozambique became the last two teams to qualify for next year's tournament. Now, Guinea had to avoid defeat to finish second in Group H. Botswana will feature at the finals for just the second time after picking up the point they needed away against Egypt to finish second in Group C. But of course, Bafana 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 Baruna finishing their qualifying campaign unbeaten with a 3-0 win against South Sudan.
Tapela Morena, little nutmeg on the pass there. Oswin Apollos drops the shoulder, goes to the byline, looks for the cutback. It's a great goal for Bafana Bafana. Morena drops the shoulder, Mudal, should I say. There's Reyners, Mukwena can hit them, does hit it. And then it's a parry from the goalkeeper, Maswanganyi's in, Maswanganyi scores.
Teboho Mukwena, Uchongene no goalkeeper, Mayax Malingba with Mukwena, what a ball!
Yeah, what a ball, Nkosi Tata, Bafana Bafana through to the AFCON 2025. Remember, we kind of already qualified before the match last night, but it was great to see a full house at the Cape Town Stadium. So some of those teams that have qualified, we have Algeria, Angola, Benin, Botswana, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, the Comoros Islands, DR Congo, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, the likes of South Africa, of course, Zimbabwe also in the mix there. We also have Zambia and Uganda. Springbok side to face the Welsh on Saturday. Seven changes to the team that beat England last weekend. Cameron Honeycomb becomes the 12th Bok debutant this year after he was named on the bench for this weekend. Johan Grobler is starting at hooker with Thomas the Tank Detoy starting at tight end prop. Jean Klein and Frank Morstad starting at lock with Ulrich Lowe coming into the back row. And then Rafael Nadal says he leaves behind a sporting and personal legacy after retiring from professional tennis at the Davis Cup. Unfortunately, Spain lost to the Netherlands 2-1 in the quarterfinals. And of course, Nadal will be remembered as the King of Clay, and he enjoyed a historic career spanning over two decades. I loved the love letter Roger Federer wrote to Rafael Nadal on social media. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It is just amazing. For the East Coast Raiders Sports Team, I'm Sky Shabalala.